Sports Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Hello and welcome to Spotcast, the sports update on First Post. My name is Rakesh Sharma. Today is the 25th of April 2019. Let's get to the news. Royal Challengers Bangalore scored a third successive win after defeating Kings XI Punjab by 17 runs on Wednesday. Navdeep Saini bowled a fantastic 19th over, taking 2 wickets and conceding just 3 runs to ensure Punjab's chase ran out of steam. Chasing 203 for a win, Punjab began in earnest as KL Rahul, who scored a fluent 42 runs off 27 balls, and Chris Gayle, who made a quick-fire 23 off 10 balls, put 42 runs on the board in less than 4 overs. Mayank Agarwal continued the aggression up front, making 35 from 21 balls in his 59-run partnership with Rahul. Both of them got out in quick succession, after which Nicholas Pooran and David Miller seized the moment with some lusty hitting. Pooran hit 5 sixes and looked set to take the game away from Bangalore. They scored 68 runs from 8 overs and Punjab required 30 runs from the 2 final overs. Saini claimed the wickets of Pooran and Miller in the 19th over. Bowling the 20th, Umesh Yadav was good enough to defend 27 runs as Punjab finished well shot at 185 for 7. Batting first, RCB once again lost skipper Virat Kohli's wicket early in the innings, but opener Parthiv Patel was in great form, blazing 43 runs from 24 balls, including 2 effortless sixes. AB de Villiers was in even better form as he scored 82 from 44 balls. He punished the Kings 11 bowlers, hitting them for 7 sixes and 3 boundaries. Marcus Stoinis also joined in the fun, making 46 from 34 balls and slamming 3 sixes. Stoinis and de Villiers scored 45 runs in the last 2 overs to take RCB to 202 for 4. With 4 wins in their last 5 matches, RCB have kept their slender playoff hopes alive. They now have 8 points in total and have 3 matches remaining. Andre Russell, the big-hitting West Indian all-rounder, is set to return in West Indies colours at the ICC World Cup 2019. The West Indian Cricket Board announced their 15-man squad for the quadrennial event on Wednesday, and many of the expected names have been included. Russell last represented the Windies in limited overs fixtures against Bangladesh at home in 2018. He has since been plying his trade in T20 leagues, including the ongoing IPL, where he has been in great form for the Kolkata Knight Riders. A veteran batsman Chris Gayle, another Caribbean star involved in the ongoing IPL, was also among those included in the squad, which will be captained by Jason Holder. Gayle had earlier announced his intention to retire from international cricket after the event. Gayle's opening partner will be Evan Lewis, and the talented Shai Hope and Shimron Hetmyer have also been included in the squad. Injured bowler Alzari Joseph has been left out, and the pace attack will be led by veteran bowler Kemar Roach. The surprise omissions are Kieran Pollard and Sunil Narayan, two established names who have not been included in the 15-man squad. India's wrestlers reaped a rich harvest of 5 medals in the men's freestyle events, but a gold medal eluded them on the second day of the Asian Championships in China. All 5 wrestlers who competed yesterday won a medal each, but none could add a gold medal to Bajrang Punia's first place finish in 65kg men's freestyle on Tuesday. Amit Dhankar and Vicky lost their respective gold medal bouts in the 74kg and 92kg events. Dhankar, who won a gold in 66kg in the 2013 edition, lost to Danyar Kasanov of Kazakhstan 0-5 in the final. Alireza Mohammad Karim Emachiani of Iran was too good for Vicky in the final of the 92kg category, completely outplaying the Indian wrestler in an 11-0 victory by technical superiority. Rahul Avre, Deepak Punia and Sumit won bronze medals in the 61kg, 86kg and 125kg events respectively. Rahul, who won a 57kg gold at the Commonwealth Games last year, produced a dominant display to beat Jin-Chol Kim of Korea 9-2 in the men's 61kg freestyle bronze medal playoff. Deepak beat Bahodir Kodirov of Tajikistan 8-2 in the bronze medal playoff in the 86kg category. For Sumit, it was a lucky bronze as he lost 0-3 in the quarterfinals against Zhiwei Deng of China. But Deng reached the final, hence Sumit made his way to the bronze medal playoff where he crushed Farhod Anukulov of Tajikistan 8-2. PV Sindhu and Saina Nehwal notched up contrasting wins en route to the second round, while Kidambi Srikanth suffered a shock defeat at the Asia Badminton Championship on Wednesday. Olympic and World Championship silver medalist Sindhu eased past Takahashi Sayaka of Japan in straight games. Sindhu looked in command from the beginning and registered a thumping 21-14, 21-7 victory in just 28 minutes. The fourth-seeded Indian will next face Choirunisa of Indonesia in the second round. Saina Nehwal had a tougher time time of it, working hard to get the better of China's Han Yu. The seventh-seeded Indian came back strongly to pull off a thrilling 12-21, 21-11, 21-17 win after conceding the first game. The London Olympics bronze medalist will next square off against Kim Gayoon of South Korea. In men's singles, fifth-seed Kidambi Srikanth lost to Indonesia's Cesar Hirin Rustavito 16-21, 20-22 in a match that lasted 44 minutes. This was the Indian Open finalist's second meeting with Rustavito. The two had last met at the BWF World Junior Championships in 2011, where the Indonesian had defeated Srikanth after losing the first game. Meanwhile, Sameer Verma notched up a hard-fought 21-13, 17-21, 21-18 victory over Sakai Kazumasa of Japan. In tennis news, Indian tennis player Ankita Raina shocked former US Open champion Samantha Stosur for the biggest win of her career, progressing to the second round of the Kunming Open in China on Wednesday. Raina, who is India's top women's singles player and an Asian Games bronze medalist, shocked the fancied Australian 7-5, 2-6, 6-5 in a grueling 2-hour, 50-minute battle in the WTA 125K event. The 26-year-old Indian struggled to hold her serve and managed only 3 aces throughout the match compared to Stosur, who smashed 7 aces. However, the world number 77 committed 18 double faults compared to Raina's 6. Raina will face Kailin Zhang of China in the second round, ranked 178. The Indian had finished runner-up at the $60,000 ITF event in Istanbul earlier this month. Last year, she became only the third Indian woman tennis player after Sania Mirza and Nirupama Vaidyanathan to breach the top 200 rankings in singles.
Spotcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.